welcome back to Rocket Right Radio, and it's time for our medical segment brought to you each week by Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing, and every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit MaryBirdLake.org to learn more.
So in our medical segment today, we're going to be talking about men's health, something that I'm not quite as accustomed to talking to, being that I've been doing women's health for like 27 years, but that is so important, and men tend to not, take care of their health as much as women do, and sometimes we got to have a hand in that, and we're excited to have with us John A. Benjamin, who is the Director of Early Detection and Education from Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. Welcome, John A. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And so y'all have a big event coming up. That's a citywide Men's Health Day, but we want to talk a little bit about prostate cancer. When we think of men's health, we think about prostate cancer, and it is the most frequently diagnosed cancer in men in Louisiana. Four community organizations are uniting for a special event to help tackle this issue, and I want you to tell us all about it.
Well, we are really excited that these organizations, which are Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity, 100 Black Men of Metro Baton Rouge, and the McKinley Alumni Center, got together and thought that they really wanted to have a really big impact on men's health this year. And so thinking about September being Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, it's a great opportunity for them to get together and to try to influence the men in our community to be screened. And so the Cancer Center is excited that they have included us in that. And so we're going to be there to support them to provide information as well as the screening to help men get out there and get screened.
So tell us the date and time of this event so people can mark that on their calendar as we talk more about it.
So Saturday, September 7th, and it's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we have three locations. So we're going to be in each part of the city. So first we'll be on Plank Road at 2219 Plank Road. We'll be on North Foster Drive and then on Thomas Delpit Drive. And the exact addresses are on our website, as well as you can give us a call to get that information. But we will be spread out throughout the city so that everybody has a chance to come out and see us.
So people can call 215-1234. How easy is that to remember? 215-1234 if you didn't get to write down those locations. Or you can always visit MaryBirdLake.org/Men's Health.
And that's area code 225.
Absolutely.
Correct.
225. That's correct. So now let's talk. You mentioned prostate screenings, but that's not going to be the only service the event will provide. What else is being offered at the Men's Health
So day? We know that sometimes it's difficult for our men to get to the doctor. So we're going to also have blood pressure and glucose screenings available. We'll have food. We know it's a long day, so we'll have some food there. And then we'll also do door prizes. So if you get screened, you'll be entered into a drawing to win a gas card. We know we're just coming out of summer, which is a big travel time for everybody, so we're sure that could be helpful. But what's really important here is that you can get multiple screenings done. So you can get your prostate screening done, but also your blood pressure and glucose checks, and really try to get us in the mood of going forward with the rest of the year.
Well, and those are, you know, when we think about men's health, we think about something that's unique to them, being the prostate screenings. But a lot of men, they, like you said, they don't go to the doctor on a regular basis. Like women, they're so used to going for their annual checkup. Men don't do that. And one of the other big health issues is hypertension, the elevated blood pressure, which may mean that they have some heart disease going on, some vascular disease, and then diabetes. So the glucose checks, those are two huge things that y'all are screening for that really affects a lot of men, and they're just not getting tested for those. So I think that that's amazing. And who doesn't like to have a treat? I'm just saying, men like treats too. So I love the door prizes. I'll never forget one year I had one of my patients, because a lot of times families will go to things together.
Right.
So like a sister will come in with her younger sister, or the mom will come in with a sister. And I had two sisters, and the older sister offered to take her younger sister out to buy her a new shirt if she would just come in and have her visit. So I love the fact door prizes are awesome.
When it
dudes
comes,
drive a car, gas cards.
Exactly.
You know, an awesome thing.
And if you don't have food there, the men are not going to want to go.
And
you
got to
have the food there.
Exactly. We'll definitely have food. And we just want to make it fun. It's a Saturday morning. We don't want it to be too intimidating. So come out, have some fun with us, but then you can also get screened. And we want everybody to bring a friend with them. Don't come by yourself. Make sure you bring somebody.
Nobody likes to go by themselves anyway, so bring
especially
a friend.
Some of the
older
gentlemen.
I mean, guys sometimes need hand-holding, too, when
they
go get checkups.
So. I think a lot of older gentlemen are afraid to get checked. It'd be nice for you to bring your dad, an uncle, older brother, you know, all ages. This is for all ages.
Absolutely. And this is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on September 7th.
Can I toss this in as
sure.
an older man?
Yes.
We're not sure we want to know. You know what I'm saying? What if we go and it's wonderful that all this information is free, but then we get the bad news?
Hey,
we're cowards about bad news.
Hey, look, this is a great time for you to address this, Johnny, the importance of early detection and education. Why that's important. The knowing is important rather than the not knowing.
Probably heard me say several times that early detection saves lives. When you can come in and have your prostate screening done early, we can find a cancer early. We have so many more treatment options. There's so many things that we can do to extend your life and really beat these cancers. And so not knowing doesn't mean it's not there. So we want people to come out, give us a chance to find it early, and to send you on to have a high quality of life.
Absolutely.
And that's what's so great about these organizations coming together. These are, a lot of them are male-based organizations, and so these men can stand up and give their own thoughts on why early detection is important. Many of them are cancer survivors themselves, even specific to prostate cancer. So they'll be on hand to give those guys encouragement, let them see what it looks like beyond a cancer diagnosis. So this is a really great time, if you do have that fear, to come out and get engage with people who've been there before.
Absolutely. And you're not unique, you know, as a guy, Kevin, with those fears. Because I've heard that from women. You know, they don't want to get their mammogram done for the exact same reason. Well, I'd rather not know. Yes, you do.
But that's
because
unnecessary stress.
Because if it is found early, again, you can beat that cancer. When you, like, shut your eyes and, like, wait till it's late.
So you're ate up with it. Yeah.
It is, you know, you don't have that many options. Mm-hmm. And so much better to know. Knowing is power, and you can do something about it.
And love yourself enough, because those people that love you.
I love me plenty.
And we love you too, Kevin. And we That's want right. you to make sure you're taking care of yourself. And everybody loves all the men in their family, and they right. want them to take care of themselves. So this is a great day for doing that. Let's talk about Kevin's fear. And if an abnormality is found, what is the process in place to help guide those people who may have something identified at this screening, John A.?
The great thing about our program and our ability to partner in this way is that we have a patient navigator. And what that means is there is someone who will be at the screening. If there's anything abnormal, she's going to call. She's going to walk you through every next step to make sure you get all the additional diagnostics that you may need. And if there's a cancer diagnosis, to help you transition into care. So we don't just tell you something's wrong and then leave you there. We will be with you every step of the way. If you start with us, screening with us, we're going to make sure that you get what you need from there.
And that's the beautiful thing about the patient navigator, because sometimes, folks, even if you referred them to their physician, sometimes they're just afraid to ask the right questions. They're afraid that they're taking too much of the doctor's time. And so when they have that navigator there, and there's so many parts of that, not just the doctor visit, but this and that, all the ancillary parts that go along with that diagnosis, it's really reassuring to have that person that can guide you through all those steps.
Well, and sometimes you're a little overwhelmed by all the things you fear, and you can't hear them.
Absolutely.
And you need somebody who doesn't mind repeating it and then answering the questions that come from that, and then holding your hand and reassuring you, because Mary Bird Perkins, our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center, has incredible support systems in place.
And we like to start that at the time of screening, just letting you know that you're going to be surrounded by people who care and really interested in your individual care.
Absolutely. So tell us, how can someone learn more about Men's Health Day on September 7th? It's from 10 to 2, as we said. It's going to be at three different locations around the city. So you can find a spot that's convenient for you. Where do they go to get more information and reiterate everything that we have told them right now?
They can visit us online at marybirdlake.org/men's health, Or, as always, give us a call. Our phone number is 225-215-1234, and we're happy to talk to you about what we're going to do, what the event entails, and also let you know which location may work best for you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We've been talking with John A. Benjamin, who is the Director of Early Detection and Education at Mary Bird Perkins Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center, about the citywide Men's Health Day on September the 7th from 10 to 2. We hope that all the men listening will take part, make sure that they're getting all of their health screenings, and those women, guide your guys and make sure that they're taking care of yourself. And I'm
More Rocket Right Radio is coming up right after this. Stay tuned.